With Yellowstone Public Radio News, good evening. I'm Bree Ripley. Tribal officials on Wyoming's Wind River Reservation are preparing for thousands of visitors looking for a prime spot to view next month's solar eclipse. The Casper Star Tribune reports that more than 10,000 people are expected to come to Fremont County and the reservation, whose Crowheart community is on the center line of the August 21st eclipse. Shoshone and Arapaho Fish and Game Director Art Lawson says he will have three game wardens on patrol, plus officers brought in from Montana by the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Lawson says he will put up signs to keep visitors off private land, and he will try to block sacred sites and graves. The tribal councils will open three swaths of land for campers willing to pay $500. Two casinos are offering lodging, and a nonprofit organization is offering teepee stays. Montana's House Speaker is defending pending budget cuts that critics say will harm health services and education across the state. Republican Speaker Austin Knutson tells the Great Falls Tribune that the cuts are supposed to reduce the size of state government in lean economic times. State revenue fell short of forecasts, prompting $97 million in spending cuts that begin next month, under a bill passed earlier this year. Last week, community health providers said the cuts would reduce services offered to elderly and disabled Medicaid patients. The Office of Public Obstruction will lose at least $19 million over 2 years. 16 state workers will lose their jobs. Knutson says Democratic Governor Steve Bullock's staff had input on the bill. Bullock spokeswoman Rania Abel blames Republican lawmakers for rejecting the governor's tax increases and adopting an inflated revenue estimate. The Yellowstone grizzly bear was officially removed from the endangered species list today. Nate Hedgie has more on what this means for the bears living in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem.
The Interior Department stripped federal protections for grizzly bears living near Yellowstone National Park. They will now be managed by state and tribal agencies in Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho. Park Superintendent Dan Wank says he supports the delisting.
We will work together between the National Park Service, the Forest Service, and the states to make sure that we do have a stable population.
The Interior Department says there are nearly 700 grizzlies roaming in and around Yellowstone. And now that the animals are delisted, states can plan limited grizzly hunts outside the park's boundaries. But both Montana and Wyoming say they don't plan on having any hunting seasons this year.
I think hunting is going to be a very, very small part of the management of grizzly bears.
In recent years, he says over 100 Yellowstone grizzlies have been killed after getting into contact with humans, cars, or cattle, and hunting could increase that mortality. Environmental organizations say these deaths are one of the reasons why the Yellowstone grizzly shouldn't be delisted. Matt Bishop is a lawyer with the Western Environmental Law Center.
We just don't think it's a good time to be removing protections and allowing states like Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho to actually set up a hunting season, recreational hunting season for grizzly bears that leave the park.
One of the reasons grizzlies are leaving the park is to search for food. Bishop says whitebark pine nuts, which are one of the bears' primary food sources, are disappearing due to climate change. So now grizzly bears are coming down into the valleys and eating more meat, like cattle. And when that happens, they get into trouble. Bishop is also concerned about the health of the Yellowstone grizzly because they are still isolated from populations in the north.
I'm not aware of a single peer-reviewed scientific paper that would suggest an isolated population of 500 to 800 grizzly bears is recovered.
Bishop plans to file a lawsuit against delisting on August 30th. The bears were first protected under the Endangered Species Act in 1975. At that time, there were little more than 130 grizzlies living in and around the park. I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News, Mammoth Hot Springs.
State Auditor Matt Rosendale is the latest candidate to enter next year's U.S. Senate race. As Jackie Yamanaka reports, he is now the most prominent Republican.
As for why he threw his proverbial hat into the ring, Rosendale says,
"No, I have always said that I would serve where Montanans feel that I could be the most effective."
The former legislator from Glendive and unsuccessful U.S. House candidate says his decision came after fielding calls from Montanans who are unhappy with the job of incumbent Democrat John Tester, who's seeking a third term in 2018. Rosendale says there are Montanans who are upset. Tester comes home and acts like a farmer, but goes back to Washington and votes like Chuck Schumer, the Senate Minority Leader. Rosendale says Tester is responsible for Obamacare in the first place, but complains about Republican efforts to fix it.
So that's sort of like the arsonist trying to blame the fire department because they're not doing a good enough job. Now, to have John Tester complain about the job that the Republicans are doing or not doing to clean up the mess.
Rosendale was elected last fall as Montana State Insurance and Securities Commissioner. Montana Democratic Party spokesman Chris Marr said in a written statement, Rosendale has failed at his job as insurance commissioner and has done nothing to keep health care costs down. Rosendale is the fourth Republican to jump into the race. The GOP primary is next June. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.
This has been YPR Evening News for Monday, July 31st. Have a good evening, and thank you for listening.